Andy Schorf und die großartige Nummer Jenny Come Home, die 2015 erschienen ist als Vorbote des aktuellen Albums The Party, obwohl das Lied auf der Platte gar nicht drauf ist. Der Künstler aus Kanada ist in Berlin, denn er spielt heute Abend im Vorprogramm der Lumineers im Admiralspalast, um dort eben sein neues Album The Party nochmal zu präsentieren. Jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen über Sessions mit German Musicians, die dann doch dazu führten, dass er seinen Kram lieber selbst eingespielt hat. Wir finden heraus, wie man aus 100 komponierten Songs die richtigen 10 für eine LP herausfiltert und wir besprechen noch vieles mehr. Zunächst heißt es jetzt und hier, hello and welcome Andy Schorf.
Hey.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Cool. Where are you coming from actually? You're touring with the Lumineers, right?
Yeah, well we had a day off yesterday, so we just stayed kind of, I think about an hour from here, just in a nice quiet town.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, that sounds good to me. Yeah. Having a day off can be
and it was
pretty
so
relaxing, right?
So hot outside. It was beautiful.
Cool. It sounds good to me. Congratulations on The Party, your new LP, which will be released here on the 20th of May. I've read that you had recorded parts of the album with German musicians, but then you decided to re-record the stuff on your own.
Well, I came to a studio near Dresden, but I actually brought my friends, so it was Canadian musicians.
Oh, okay, because there's some articles which say that there were German musicians involved, and I was wondering why you kicked the material out that you recorded with the Germans.
Yeah, well, I kicked the material out that I recorded with my friends. Oh, so
that's even worse.
I might be in more trouble.
But how did the thing come up that you recorded it? That it's like a castle or something near Dresden?
Castle Rohrsdorf, it's called. It's kind of connected to a studio in Canada. So I got funding to record at either one and I chose to come to Germany.
Oh, wow.
I had never been here before, and yeah, it was a cool experience.
I think you've recorded your first, or the last album you've recorded at your parents' house, right?
Yeah.
And then you went to Castle Rohrsdorf.
Yeah.
Didn't have the best experiences there, or how did that happen that you decided to re-record it on your own? Because I really think that your songs have a super special vibe to them, and I feel as if it has to do with the fact that you're recording the stuff on your own, that you record all the instruments except the strings or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was kind of a little bit early to take it to the studio. Like the songs that I had weren't quite finished, and it kind of felt weird to me working on them with other people. So, yeah, I had to take it home and kind of retrace my steps and find out how it worked on my own.
But your parents have moved since the last album.
They did move, so I had to actually go to a real studio and do it. Yeah.
But that worked out pretty well, I think.
Yeah. Well, it worked out a little bit better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, recording in a basement isn't ideal, and being in the studio was kind of, I was alone for, I could record in there 24 hours a day.
Oh, cool.
So nobody come home from work at any point and end up on a track.
So I just said that I feel that the sound of your albums, they do have to do with the fact, it does have to do with the fact that you're recording on your own. Is it the reason that you're doing it on your own? You're looking for a special sound, a special kind of rhythm or vibe, or are you just a control freak who goes like, I didn't like the way you play the guitar too much, so I'm going to kick you out of the studio?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. Uh-huh. I have trouble maybe communicating what I want someone to do. So it's easiest for me to just sit down and try to get what I want on my own out of myself.
Yeah, and I really think that's a hard part. It's like psychology so much too.
Yeah.
Even especially when you're working with friends, it's hard to step up to them and be like, oh, could you please stop soloing that much? It's annoying.
Yeah.
How do you find the right words for that? I mean, that's hard, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I was working with my friends, it was like, hey, do you think that I could just give it a try?
Uh-huh.
And I felt bad about that. So
I can imagine. So in the near future, you're going to stay on your own when you're working on new songs?
Yeah, at least when I'm working on my songs, or if I know it's going to be for my album, I think I'll keep to myself.
It works for me. I think it's really, it's a brilliant idea actually, because as I said, it's a unique sound that you have, and I think it really has to do a lot with the fact that you're recording stuff on your own. I've read that you did compose like 100 songs for this new album.
For the last album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For the Bearer of Bad News.
Okay. Yeah. I had a lot of time before recording that one, so ended up with a ton of songs. But this one, it was like 15 maybe.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Because I was wondering how hard must it be to throw like 90 songs
away? Oh, it's easy.
Away.
It's so easy.
Yeah? To compile an album out of 100 songs is easy?
Well, throwing away songs is the easiest thing. I love doing that.
Yeah, really? It's crazy.
It feels great to do that.
Yeah. Let's listen to another song of the new record, The Party, and then we'll talk a bit about the thing that all the stories kind of like revolve around the party, maybe, but at the same time, it's not a concept album.
Yeah.
Let's listen to The Magician first. Here's Andy Schorf nochmal auf Flux FM und ein Auszug aus seiner aktuellen Platte, The Party. I love the instrumentation of that, man.
Thanks.
Sounds so great. It sounds so big and intimate at the same time. As I said, it's, I think the magic, especially in the song The Magician, is happening because there's so much stuff that you do on your own. And you had a partner in crime for the string arrangements, I think, right?
Yeah, my friend Colin Nealis came in and played those. And
it really sounds beautiful. Beautiful song. The Magician, Andy Schorf, nochmal auf Flux FM. So you just told me that you've written like 15 songs for the new album, not 100 like for the one before.
Yeah.
And I've read that you did compose The Worst in You, which you're going to play live in a few minutes for us, in like 10 minutes or so. Some people say that the best songs that they've ever written, that they come from somewhere, that they've kind of like written themselves. What's your take on that? Is that when a song comes up like that in 10 minutes, do you know that it's going to be single material, for example?
I don't know. I mean, that one, it was so fast because it's such a simple song.
Yeah.
Like it's, that one just came. I was working for like 2 days on this other song on the album called To You and really toiling over the arrangement. And then I just needed a break. So I just started playing and it just came out of nowhere. It was nice.
And would you say that the songs that come like this, that they have a certain quality to them? Because I've heard that so often that
the
singles, they've written themselves. They're coming from space or somewhere.
I think that there's, you know, they kind of end up sounding a little bit more focused or just straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's an advantage maybe, right?
Yeah.
Not
overthinking it.
Yeah. And that's a good tip for young musicians out there as well. If you get stuck with one song, just start writing another one, and then you'll probably have an idea for To You, which you had back right after you finished The Worst in You, or
Other way around. So I was like working on To You for days and days trying to get it to work, and then this one came so fast, and then I finished the other one as well.
There's an interview with you that I've read in which you were already thinking about new songs already. So you seem to be like a workaholic when it comes to composing songs. So people won't have to wait too long for new material?
Well, I don't have anything written yet, so they might have to wait a little while. But I mean, it's between touring and writing, touring takes up so much of your time that it's like you got to be, if you want to have a new album sometime, you got to be writing always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But writing on tour is something that doesn't really work for you, right? Because when I imagine your home, I see like a smaller town and surrounded by nature, maybe, or something. And it must be like the opposite of the touring day-to-day, of touring on a day-to-day basis. That's what I feel. I have never been to that part of Canada, though, but I really... Yeah.
Well, I've never had much luck with writing on tour, but I'm trying to, you know. It's It's hard to find a spare moment.
Yeah, so. and the greatest danger is that you come up with songs like "On the Road Again." Yeah, yeah. You know.
Yeah, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
You shouldn't want to do that. So, as I said, on the party, you talk about characters that could meet on a party. There's stories that could happen on a party. Still, you don't want to talk about a concept album. Yeah. Why is that? Because one could look at it like it was.
Yeah, you could, but I think that the stories tie together very loosely, so I wouldn't want to claim that it's just one thing. But yeah, I mean, most of the album is talking about characters that kind of come up again, and if you wanted to, you could try to tie it all together, but good luck.
He's not with you if you want to try that. Andy Schaaf doesn't want you to, actually, but you can try.
You can go for it. Yeah, have fun.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. So, but having a topic, does that help when it's about to compose music for an album? Or did you realized that there was a topic right after you finished the album, right?
It was about halfway through. I realized that I was writing a lot about parties, party environments.
Yeah.
So I finished it off trying to make it tie together, but it doesn't.
So. Keep in mind, it doesn't, people. Andy Schaaf ist bei mir im Studio, er hat seine Akustikgitarre mitgebracht und wird uns die eben schon erwähnte Single The Worst in You auch nochmal live vorspielen. You ready for a little live performance for us, Andy?
Let's do it.
Okay. Andy Schaaf, live auf Flux FM mit The Worst in You.
I stepped out the front door, I went out into the night. I took her out a cigarette, and then I felt for my light. In my front pocket, she was nowhere to be found. So I went back in the door, I kicked off both of my shoes. I looked around for your coat, and then went looking for you. Thought that I heard you left her stepping down the stairs. So I walked carefully up till I was almost halfway. I saw two closed doors, so I let my heart break. Are you running around or just running away? Oh, why do I always find the worst in you? Do you always find the worst in me? Do I only find the worst in you? So I stood still for a while, trying to hear again. But then from the living room, I heard you calling my name. I found you smiling, asking me where I had been. Oh, why do I always seek the worst in you? Do you always seek the worst in me? Do I only seek the worst in you?
Applause for Andy Schaaf und die Live-Version von The Worst in You. Thank you for playing that song live. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Thank you. It sounds
beautiful with you and an acoustic guitar only. But what can people expect from tonight's show? Did you bring your friends?
We've got, soon not to be friends anymore.
some musician friends with you?
Yeah, we've got a band. We're a four-piece band.
Cool.
So, cool.
And you're going to open up for the Lumineers once again. But you're going to be back pretty soon on the 14th. Yeah. Of May to play a show at the Baumhaus Bar. It's going to be the same band, I guess.
There will be.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So thanks a lot for visiting us.
Yeah.
Und wer die Band heute noch live sehen möchte vor den Lumineers, die Band von Andy Schorf, mit Andy Schorf auf der Bühne, der kann uns jetzt schnell anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Andy Schorf heute Abend im Vorprogramm der Lumineers. Und am 14. Mai spielt er hier um die Ecke in der Baumhausbar nochmal als einziger Artist sozusagen eine Show, die man sich auch nicht entgehen lassen sollte am 14. Mai in der Baumhausbar, wenn man heute nicht kann. Andy Schorf, thanks again. I'll probably see you on the 14th of May again. Yeah, we'll talk a bit more.
Good.
Cool. See you then. Bye-bye. Yeah.